Heaven forbid Andy be warm. You don't have to be when you have Smiley One.
Yeah, I mean, could I pick the worst days of the year for the little? They showed me the switch that was burned out. I was like, whoa. And it was on the outside unit, not the inside.
Well, if you didn't set your thermostat at 64, might not have to work so hard.
Listen, a supposed funny man, we don't keep it at 64. I don't like it particularly too cold. I like comfortable.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't like to be overly hot, though, I will tell you.
Are you comfortable with Deshaun Watson being 18th on the quarterback tier?
Oh, see, now that's a professional.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a professional.
Thank you.
At what profession? Cheese?
Are you comfortable with Deshaun Watson at 18?
I'm going to be honest with you. I love to read it. I love to judge it. I love to stare at these kind of lists. But at the end of the day, I don't have to be comfortable or not. If he goes out and beats Dallas week one, he may as well be number one for me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, what do the tiers really do at the end? They give us something great to argue about and something to have fun with, and then to say, well, if this guy's not in here, what tier would he be? Where would I? Let's combine all the points of our backups and see. Now, let's just put generic Browns quarterback, and I bet they would be tier one.
All right, I'm going to make a statement that might not be popular.
Okay.
I think 18 is a pretty high ranking for Deshaun. Based on what we've seen here in Cleveland.
Ask you who's on the other side of it, and you tell me who would you rather have, Deshaun or Baker? I'm not even going to ask.
I was going to go the other way.
Deshaun or Derek Carr at 20, or Geno Smith at 20, or Russell Wilson at 22, or go to the tier four, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Bryce Young, Sam Darnold, Jacoby Brissett. So
right now, of all of those guys, if I could trade Deshaun even up for any of them, I would, and it would be Anthony Richardson, who was the guy who Mike Sando said he was the most intriguing of the folks when he talked to folks around the NFL. Richardson seemed to have the most buzz. This guy's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't care about buzz. I want victories.
Well, okay. I get that.
You would trade. Let me just make sure. You would trade for Richardson? You would trade those guys?
I would trade Deshaun for Anthony Richardson right now.
Yep. I don't know if I would do that.
I would.
Damn.
I would. But he's the only one. He's the only one down there that I would. Who is below him?
If Deshaun is on, I don't think that's a. I wouldn't. No. Deshaun's got to be on though. There's just too much. There's too much of it. This is an enigma. Big word. That I want to see something. We've had these like.
Here's what a coach said about Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
He's the closest thing to Cam Newton since Cam, being a man that big who can run the ball and rip it.
And that was his high school coach? Who said that? Do we have a name?
I'm just reading what Mike Sando put together. We just had Mike. Rip Mike. He's
not
here
anymore. I'm
not
ripping Mike. I'm just saying.
He's talking to NFL people. He's not talking to junior high coaches.
You would make that trade today?
Yes. Dano, would you? There are a lot of questions.
He's super raw. That's the only thing with Anthony Richardson. He's so raw.
And Deshaun has played in 6 games in each of his 2 years as a Brown.
I can't do anything about that, but I can look forward to the future. If Deshaun plays only 6 games again this year, then I'll buy into what you're saying.
He's the only guy below Deshaun on this list, though, on the tiers that I would trade him for. Let me go the other way.
I'd hold a meeting for Geno. If they called up and said, all right, really? Deshaun for Geno Smith, I think I'd hold a meeting.
Wow.
I don't know if I would do it.
I wouldn't do that.
But I think I'd call a meeting and go, all right, folks, Geno Smith was pretty damn good.
I don't know, man. Is there anybody above Deshaun who you wouldn't rather have than Deshaun? And let me go over that real quick. Okay? So, Kyler Murray or Deshaun? Trevor Lawrence.
I got to be honest, I'm not a huge Kyler Murray fan.
I'm a Deshaun fan from the Deshaun in Houston. I thought he was terrific, Andy. I thought he was really good.
I'm also not a huge Trevor Lawrence fan.
I like Trevor. I like Tua. I think Tua's played well. I'm a little concerned about his head, and I only mean that from a concussion standpoint. Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Dak, C.J. Stroud. I kind of think if you look at it, I think they kind of have Deshaun right now where he should be. And all Deshaun has to do, Andy, to knock that from 18 up to about what? 8? 9? 10? Go out and play like he played in Houston.
Thank you. That's it.
That's it.
He could.
He's right back. I mean, when he was in Houston, Andy, he was. Let's be.
Where was he? High tier two in Houston?
I would say he'd be a top tier one. Top five.
Almost tier one.
Yeah, he'd be a top five quarterback.
Which would which is high tier two? Stafford's fifth. Well, tied with Herbert.
All you got to do is go out and do it. I thought his thoughts about Jameis were interesting, Mike Sandoz. Just that if you gotta have a backup, he's probably about as good as you're going to find.
Trevor Lawrence had the biggest drop. He dropped 7 spots. And Jordan Love moved up the most, 13. That makes sense, though. I can understand that. From the year before.
Well, Jordan Love had never played.
Yeah. Well, but he must have been in there somewhere if he jumped up 13.
It's an interesting little exercise that Mike does every year, and we appreciate him being with us on that. We never quite got into some of the other cuts. Are you surprised that they let go of Siaki Ika?
No. Although he could end up coming back on the practice squad still. I'm not saying he's going to, but...
I don't think so. I read a couple stories
that maybe he could.
Really?
Yeah. I
would find that interesting. The only thing I wonder, Andy... It just clearly seems like the Browns drafted him thinking that either they could make him something or thinking that he would fit with what they want to do. And they have enough guys who do fit with what they want to do that they didn't have to work overly hard at trying to make him do it if it wasn't going to happen.
If Cade York can come back, anybody can come back.
You're talking about a kicker.
I know, but it goes back to the we drafted him kind of thing, you know, and so.
I know, but I mean, you need a kicker. He fits your kicking scheme. I don't know if.
Is there a kicking scheme?
Is there a kicking scheme?
Exactly. That's exactly
the point. Is there a kicking room?
No, that's exactly the point.
And should
the grass. Of course he fits your kicking scheme. You need a kicker.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. You can put your foot on a ball and put it in the air. All right, that's our scheme.
We have the scheme. It's right here.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And that's the kind of crap that gets a guy into his high school Hall of Fame.
That is just pure wisdom.
In other words, you don't have a kicking philosophy or strategy, but you do on the defensive line. That's why I think Ika might not be back.
If he's not, I'm not going to be shocked.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too. Especially, you know, when you draft guys and you bring in Mike Hall. Unfortunately, for a lot of reasons, he's not here right now. But I think that was interesting. I do wonder about the wide receiver situation. There were guys who were cut who I would prefer to have than guys who made the team at wide receiver.
So you're just going to say you didn't want David Bell on the team and you wanted Woods on the team. Is that what you're going to say?
No, not at all.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say if I had a chance to pick up Terrace Marshall from Carolina.
Oh, you're saying from other teams. Yeah. Oh, that could still happen. Yeah. That's
I
not,
know.
You know.
I can't argue with David Bell being on the team. I like David, Andy. I do. I just want to see it, and you're right. He needs more opportunity, but you got to create your own opportunity.
I am excited. I don't know how much playing time Jamari Thrash is going to get, but there's something about that kid that's
makes
exciting.
Plays, doesn't he?
Yeah,
at least he did in the preseason. I keep going back to, though, and I'll never forget this guy, and preseason can be misleading. There was a wide receiver for the Raiders who was on fire one preseason, and he's now a police officer in California, and his name is Kenny Shedd, and he was on fire for the Raiders one preseason. He kicked around with the Raiders for a little while, but that's why you don't get excited about preseason work by wide receivers in the NFL.
Or
Austin Watkins last year here.
Yeah.
Remember how good he was?
Yeah.
Never saw the light of day.
Do you remember I read a story today that maybe Jacob Saylor's the running back who I thought looked pretty good. He was like the only reason to be excited, I thought, from the game the other night in Seattle. And he saw super limited action in the preseason. I saw somewhere where they thought he was going to make the practice squad. I think he's worth looking at. I mean, if it's a practice squad spot, you know.
Well, you need a running back on the practice squad, so why not?
I think it'd be good to be there.
Have somebody. Yes?
No. Yeah.
I wonder if they shuffle the offensive line at all. And I thought it was really interesting yesterday when Jack Conklin had his media session, and he was asked about left tackle. And said, yeah, I played there a lot before. You move over. And if you didn't hear and didn't know and just listen to that, you would think, oh, I guess he's the left tackle.
Merritt Kay's been talking about that for a while.
In fact, let's hear it. Jack Conklin. See? He's worked at it.
Sounds like a country song. Hips, right, left, line dance. Something like that.
Here's a little bit more on Jack Conklin, either playing right tackle or left tackle.
Good answer. Good answer.
That's a team player.
Yep. I'm excited just to get back out there. So feel my feet on the grass, be in the room with the boys.
You're not Kevigan. He's Kevigan.
I know, but I was just thinking the whole time.
If you're, I just keep going back to this because I think you have three tackles that you want on the football field. If they're all healthy at some point, Andy, which guy is the guy that you sit down?
Dewa Jones, still not there.
You don't think so?
I think the investment's still in Jed Wills, and they want to give him a chance. But I just don't think. I think. I'm not sure Jed's going to be ready for the first game if they don't think he's healthy. But they did bring both these guys off to put him on the roster. So,
do you think DeJuan played better at right tackle than Jed played at left?
Probably.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. And that's why.
But
I'm
going to be honest
I'm
with
putting
you.
DeJuan on the field.
Can I be really honest? Unless the quarterback is looking at the stars or running around for his life, I try not to watch the offensive line. You know, and you're like, if the quarterback has the ball for more than, 2.5 seconds, then you start counting and looking at your offensive line because you're like, oh, I wonder if this is going to be able to hold up or how long till we get a holding call. I like to not really notice my offensive line.
Agreed. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.